This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The winter storm in northeast Colorado is expected to taper off later this evening. Snow will continue along the I-25 corridor, push through Metro Denver and onto the eastern plains. Bruno Rodriguez of the National Weather Service says we could see up to 2 more inches of snow and freezing temperatures tonight.
We're going to be able to dip down into the single digits locally, but most likely the teens, at least for the metro. So it is going to be a cold night and probably close to or even slightly below freezing for a high tomorrow.
No snow is forecast for tomorrow morning. The weather is expected to be dry and partly sunny with highs near 37 degrees. Colorado's cities and towns are already pushing back against Governor Jared Polis's plan to encourage more affordable, denser development in Colorado. Republican John Southers is the mayor of Colorado Springs and attended Polis's State of the State address Tuesday. He worries the state government wants to take over local land use policies.
And it's very clear to anybody in this room that deals with local control, the state wants to take over, and they're putting it in the guise of housing affordability.
Polis says that he wants to work with local communities to shorten commutes, reduce traffic, and increase housing supply. TSA officers discovered a record-breaking 156 firearms and carry-on luggage at Denver International Airport last year. That's 15 more than in 2021. All the firearms were discovered during routine X-ray screenings. Authorities say travelers can face criminal citations and civil penalties for not properly packing firearms. Denver ranked 7th nationwide in the number of discovered firearms. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport was first. This is CPR News.